Hello. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dino from Sardino's True Talk. I was having a little bit of an issue of second time's the charm, hopefully. I am currently re-recording this episode, and we're going to talk about death and grieving, okay? The reason I am talking about this is just because I have recently just lost another one of my friends due to suicide. In my lifetime, I've dealt with a lot of death, and honestly, this one, not only did it really hurt, but I know that it kind of triggered me a little bit. Okay, so I'm apologize ahead of time. This content might be a little disturbing for some. It might trigger some old wounds. It might stir the pot. But I think it's very necessary for us to talk about it. And the reason why I think it's very necessary for us to talk about is because I felt everything flood back in my past with all the other deaths that I've dealt with, to include a lot of my close friends in the military, also friends who I lost when I wasn't in the military, back in New York City, before I actually joined the military back in 2008. So I'm gonna give you a little history of the death that I've dealt with, just to put stuff into perspective and kind of give you a good baseline of what I believe is the most important factor, which is communicating with people. If you're not talking about it, it is just gonna fester, and it's gonna, kind of rear its ugly head in different forms. Sometimes it's in the form of alcoholism, sometimes it's in a form of drug usage or any other substance that you can dwell in. Some people even take it out on others. Some people become very sullen, some people get angry. There's a lot of phases of grief, and even others, deal with what they call survivor's guilt. So I'm going to try to get back into this, and I apologize for the shaky start, but I did record this episode and I was pretty emotional when I first recorded it. It looks like there was some type of issue with my audio, so hopefully this is actually being correctly scripted and I don't have to go through this a third time. So firstly, I want to just, for those who don't know who I am, my name's Sardino. Well, my name is Jamil, but I go by Dino. And I really just like to help others in a time of need. And I think that this is one of those topics that people really need to hear about, not only because of the severity of what's going on currently in our climate, but I personally have had to deal with it. So I'm going to talk about it because it triggered me to the point where I think I need to share. So when I was younger, right around 14, between the ages of 14 and 18, I've dealt with a couple of deaths, predominantly in New York City, that were kind of the guidelines for what I continued to kind of deal with throughout my military career and then even after my military career. So we're going to start off there, and I'll give you an example. Back in the days, for me, the community was very close. We would always know. And I give you a good example. We just lost DMX in New York City. And now they've also, back in my days, it was a Big Pun. They ride the memorials. They would do these little remembrances. Also, a lot of graffiti art. And even for people who we've even lost on the block, back in the days, we would make handshakes to remember them, or different things to cope. And what I keep realizing more often than not is that people are just not talking about it. They're not talking about death. They're not talking about suicides. They're compartmentalizing it. You know what I mean? And there's so much that can happen when you compartmentalize death. Like I said, it tends to rear its ugly head in different forms. Majority of the people I know would probably deal with it with alcohol or some other substance. But it even impacts your marriage. It could impact your friendship. It could impact your your relationship with your loved ones or your family members as well. So I want to make sure that we're very clear on the whole mission of this episode. It's just, you need to talk to someone. If you're dealing with death or you're in the process of grieving, you must communicate this information. And I want to just use this as an example because me personally, I was triggered by this last one. My friend committed suicide, and I never, I'm a knock on wood, but I hope I never have to deal with another suicide in my life. Well, I was saying pretty much suicide is just really a permanent solution to a temporary problem. But what I've noticed, at least in the veteran community, it tends to be with how we cope with death. Unfortunately, most have to cope a specific way. Me personally, I tend to cope, smoking my cigar or, kind of venting. A lot of my other friends, tend to, just lean on substances, and I think that we need to stay away from that. This is just going to take you down the rabbit hole, and that's where we get into the self-sabotage mode and can't get out of it. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, it's just been a slew of distractors for this episode apparently today. So I'm very, very happy that I got to record it a second time. We will definitely get through it. So I wanted to share. I've had two experiences personally with very close friend of mine with suicide. Okay? More than two, but two that really impact me to the point where I had to do some type of soul searching, afterwards. And this last one here, unfortunately, kind of, it just really did brought back everything. All the flags I've folded, all the caskets I've saluted, all the funeral details I've been on, shit, even some medevac missions that I've had to deal with. So I want you to understand that, in particular, soldiers see death quite often, but it's very taboo to speak about it, all right? Because, oh, you're too weak of a man, or pride gets in the way, or maybe you're being triggered. You just don't like it. You dislike that way they feel. And some people shun themselves away and lock themselves up and don't want to communicate any information, and others just want to find a different out. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, this one really bothered me, and it did trigger me to the point where it's getting me, going down the rabbit hole, so to say. I think it's very necessary for me to have done this episode to talk about death and talk about grieving because some people are religious, some people are spiritual, right? Everyone that will come from different walks of life, and I've experienced death way too many times than I'd like to admit, and unfortunately, been on everything from, saluting to carrying a casket to being at an open casket ceremony to seeing the loved ones of that person in shattered and shambles, ruin their lives afterwards because they can't cope with such a devastating loss or member of their family. Or friend, because friends can have that type of impact as well. What I want you to understand is that me personally, the one thing that I can say is that compartmentalizing this issue, it just creates a bigger issue, just creates a huge issue. So I am going to just briefly communicate two pieces of information that I want to share for everyone if they're needing some help. And it's not only just for suicide, a suicide hotline, but it's just understanding, who you can talk to. So you have, the National Suicide Prevention Line, which is 1-800-273-TALK. And then you also have other government organizations. You have Mission 22. You have so many organizations out there that are just there just to talk to you. And the fact that all these organizations almost derive from a veteran-friendly communities shows you how big of an issue it is. Because we keep having it. I lost another one. I lost a fucking another one to this shit. And I'm a little angry, to say the least, but that's my grieving process, right? Some people get angry, and like I said, some people will get sullen and unbox themselves away. Some people just hide it forever and don't want to talk about it and just start drinking. Okay? I'm just saying that it just adds to the problem. That's where self-sabotage comes into play. And if you've heard any of my old episodes, that episode I did with Dr. King and Melissa King, that couldn't have been said any better. I mean, he nailed it right on the head. He was so oblivious to, you know, kind of what was going on during that time that he put himself in a situation that was a lot worse just because he was not clear-headed and thinking about what was going on. And honestly, sometimes you venting a little bit, just like I am right now, helps, you know. So please, if you're ever feeling that way, just reach out to someone, call someone. Maybe if you see a friend that's in that situation, call them, pick up the phone, right? I made a whole stint on just picking up the phone because of how much impact that has on someone's life. All right. Now we're going to talk a little bit about, personally talk about survivor's guilt, you know. So my first experience with survivor's guilt was in 2010 when I was in Afghanistan towards almost the end of my deployment. We lost 7 people in a unit in one day. Okay. I never forget that day. I never forget it. And we were standing there and looking at the units, you know, closest members, the people who were so close to these, I mean, they worked with them on a daily basis. I worked with about 3 of them on an off basis. So they weren't that close, right? However, it did have an impact on me because of the number of soldiers we lost that day. And seeing all those other soldiers crying in tears, saluting that casket, hearing taps for 5 minutes straight, that impacted me in a huge way, all right? And I felt very remorseful, like, you know, Lord, thank you for giving me my life. Thank you for allowing me to survive another day, even in this combat zone. But these people's families are devastated. They're gone. Those are someone's husband, someone's kid, you know, someone's sister, someone's brother. It's just, it's so sad to see my brothers in arms and sisters dealing with this and not talking about it. They won't talk about it, and then they wonder why these issues arrive and why they're coping in certain ways. It needs to be communicated. It's not taught. But guess what? It's a human factor. Everyone deals with death, and you need to learn how to deal with death, because one day you will be dealing with it, and hopefully it's not you. You know, I don't wish it on anyone, but guess what? It's a natural way of life. It happens. It's your day, it's your day. And honestly, that one event there was very impactful for me. Saluting that long, my arm was pretty much in muscle failure, and I felt disrespectful to even lower my salute. And when we had to pull our salute, I was in just complete agony, because I was literally holding it that long. 7 caskets, 7 people not coming home in one day. Be grateful for what you have and live the life that you need to live. You do not need to do that thing that is bringing you down. You do not need to cope in any other way. You just need to express it. And I will tell you that it is extremely hard. Extremely hard. I'm not saying that this is an easy thing to deal with. It's even difficult for me. Like I said, this is the second time I've recorded this episode, and the first time I was damn near in tears. And I will tell you, because this is not only so fresh, but I'm using this almost as a vent session for me as well. Not only because I need it, but I know that others are out there dealing with it. I have another friend of mine who just lost 3 family members in less than a week. His family is devastated. 3 family members in 1 week. I had another friend of mine, dear close friend of mine, lose 2 of his relatives on the same day. This happening left and right. You guys need to pick up that phone, call your loved ones, call the people who you care about, bury the hatchet. Do what you need to do, but vent. Don't let that shit fester and manifest itself in alcoholism, in fucking drug usage, in substance abuse, in physical abuse, in verbal abuse, in anger towards your loved ones, in ruining a marriage. See what comes on the other side, and you will see it. You will see it. Now, there's also another group of people, as I like to call them, the fucking vultures, who are the people who prey on families who are dealing with grieving. And because you won't talk about it, they take advantage of the system. They're all out there for money. Oh, the woe is me. And they never fucking called this person. They've never visited them. They don't even know what their fucking favorite color is. You know who you are. And I will tell you, do not use that in vain. Alright? And I'm going to tell you ahead of time, I'm not using anyone's names because I have so many friends and family members out there that are dealing with this shit that I don't want to release names. But it's important to hear their names, to talk about them, to share their stories. Would they want you to live the way you're living? Would they want you to cope the way you're coping? No. Most of the time is no. The only reason we do it is because we're too sullen or too stuck in our own minds to just express what we're actually feeling. Do not let that be you. You have to move on. You have to hunt the good stuff. You have to. It is just a way of life. This last one here kind of hurt me, but I've been in multiple situations where I have felt completely out of control when it comes to death. To include, see family members trying to steal and trying to take shit 5 minutes after the person is being buried. That's what I call as a fucking vulture. And that needs to be handled. And usually it's not, because everybody is trying to be PG. You know what? You be that person. Don't like it or not. Protect your family and protect your loved ones. Talk to them. Know the plan. Know what's going on. Figure out if they need something. If it's an elder, you also need to talk to them. What you think, old people don't get suicidal? You think old loved ones who lose their partners don't feel like shit? Have you ever noticed that mostly sometimes when an older couple, one of them goes, the other one goes right behind it usually? There's a reason for that. Because they have no vent. They don't have that source to talk to anymore. They feel like their love is gone. Okay? This is also a reason why I don't get close to people. This is a big issue of mine, personally. I don't like getting close to friends because I've lost so many. Because the closer I get, the more worried I get, and then I become involved, and then something happens. Literally, not even a week, and I already lost someone else. Not even at that, to suicide. This can't continue. This cannot continue. And if you're listening to this right now, and you're feeling any sort of way, and you just need a vent, call me. I'm right here. I'm reachable. Because I don't understand why people are not making themselves available. They're not being communicative. You know, what happened to our neighbors? We don't even know who they are. Right? This is what's killing me inside. And it's just so sad to see yet another person gone on this planet, impacting their family's lives. For, like I said, a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Now, as far as going back to, you know, survivor's guilt, I do also want to talk about people who've dealt with trauma, or maybe they were in an accident where they are the only ones that survived. There's a lot of that that goes on as well, and that's, you're not the victim, technically. You've seen way too much than what you didn't want to see. But live your life. If God left you live, live it. Live it. Don't get stuck in there. And I'm just really frustrated with lot of the situation, and people just not communicating, and I'm seeing death left and right from all walks of life, from all angles. And I'm telling you, as a soldier, most soldiers see this shit on a daily basis. We just don't talk about it. And we need to. So if you know one, or you know a veteran, or you know someone who's really gone through some shit, you know, just lend the ear, talk to them, actually communicate. But don't stop living your life and dwindling in it. That's where it gets scary. But, and I'm sorry to get on the deep end on this episode, and I know it's gonna probably stir a pot, and I'm probably triggering you as well. Just know that I feel for you, and I hope that you can cope healthily. And not only that, but communicate what you really feel about that person and live your life like you were with them yesterday, right? And that's the only thing you need to do. And I'm sorry to, like I said, once again, sorry to be on such a somber or dark or deep topic, but it needs to be communicated, especially during this time. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to hold you any further. If you guys need help, reach out to the suicide hotline, reach out to me, reach out to a friend, talk, write it down, but vent. Don't let it fester. Don't compartmentalize. Don't bury it in the back. All right. And if anybody, like I said, I am open to hear your comments, good, bad, or indifferent on this episode. But I really think this was a necessary one just for those who are dealing with it and who are grieving. You know, and I wish you guys the speediest of recoveries. But live your lives. It's not over. It's not over. All right. And ladies and gentlemen, I love you guys. Take care and hunt the good stuff.